chapter 10, verses 35 through 45. And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came up to him and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And he said to them, "What do you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant us to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left, in your glory." And Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" And they said to him, "We are able." And Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." And when the 10 heard it, they began to be indignant at James and John. Jesus called them to him and said to them, "You know that those who are considered rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The disciples still don't understand what awaits them in Jerusalem. In spite of the continual reminders by Jesus of the suffering to come, they still think he's going to establish a new political kingdom when he arrives. And James and John, they want a piece of that action. They ask Jesus to let them sit, one at his right hand and one at his left, when he takes over. Jesus explains that in his kingdom, if you want to be first, you have to be a servant. If you want to lead, you have to be the slave of all. He finishes this explanation to them by saying, "The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Now that many that Jesus is talking about, that's you. That's me. We were all in a dead-end situation, imprisoned by our own sin, with no ability to ever be free. But Jesus paid the ransom to purchase us out of our slavery. Jesus paid the price so that you and I could walk free forever. And the price he paid was his life. While the disciples quarrel about who was the best, Jesus was getting ready to lay down his life for them. They didn't even understand the gravity of what he was about to do. They couldn't really even appreciate it yet, but he did it. Reflect on that today. God thought you were worth his son's life. And if he would not withhold his own son to set you and I free, then what else could we ever be worried about? He gave us his best, knowing that we wouldn't even appreciate it or understand it at times. God loves us that much. Thank you for listening to the Daily Devotional Podcast. I'd love to hear from you and pray for you. Follow me on Twitter at Devotion Podcast, or you can email me at dailydevotionalpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know what you think about this scripture by leaving a comment at dailydevotionalpodcast.com or just click the link in the show notes. Also, if you would take just a moment and rate and review the podcast on iTunes, it would mean a lot to me. Thanks. If you'd like to listen to more daily devotional podcasts, you can find over 450 episodes for free at dailydevotionalpodcast.com.